Today's devotional is based on Hebrews 3, verses 12 to 19, and it was written by the Reverend Hannah Lohman. But exhort one another every single day, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. As a parent of a four-year-old child, every day I find myself repeating the instructions I gave to her yesterday, and the day before that, and the day before that, and the day before that. You get the picture. You might just know the drill. Sometimes my daughter responds with, "I know you already told me that." Does her response mean that I will stop telling her? No, not until she takes the initiative to do it on her own. And there are many activities, such as taking her plate to the sink and throwing away her candy wrappers, she has begun to do on her own. But every once in a while, she needs a reminder. I give her these reminders because I want her to grow to the fullness of maturity, physically, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. I tell her these things because I love her. I think that oftentimes we misunderstand what it means to exhort someone. Exhortation isn't a punishment or a condemnation. It's an act of love. The author of Hebrews 3 isn't giving permission for Christians to run around putting each other in their place. Rather, the writer is pleading with the family of God to lift one another up and to help each other stand firmly against sin. So don't let your heart be hardened the next time someone exhorts you. Instead, with gratitude and humility, praise the Lord for the people who care enough to help you through. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for your constant love in our lives. We thank you for the people you have placed around us who encourage us to stand strong against sin. May we also faithfully seek to enact that love for one another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.